Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Illinois, USA. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the 90th Chicago Thanksgiving Parade on November 28th. The grand event showcased talent from around the country, as well as the best of the Chicago area. This is the 21st consecutive year that Falun Dafa practitioners in the greater Chicago area have participated in the parade. They received an enthusiastic welcome from the audience. The organizers of the parade said that historically the parades were broadcast live to audiences across the United States through television and later the internet. Many mainstream media outlets in Chicago, including CBS, ABC, and NBC, showed wonderful moments of the Falun Dafa contingent in their video news coverage on Thanksgiving Day. The Falun Dafa flag team, a colorful parade float, and exercise demonstration were shown in the CBS news coverage of the festivities. Spectator Hussein Salman traveled from Denver to Chicago for the Thanksgiving holiday. He used to work for a Chinese company in Dubai. Mr. Salman said, "Communism is not good, but everything else about China is great." He was interested in learning the Falun Dafa exercises and remarked, "The float is great. The principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance are so perfect. I must learn about Falun Dafa."
Spain. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to participate in the 40th Natural Health Expo in the city of Madrid from November 21st through the 24th. Around 500 exhibitors and 50,000 visitors from different parts of Spain attended this year's expo. The practitioners' information booth at the event attracted many visitors, some of whom learned the Falun Dafa exercises. A reporter from a local TV station reported on the health expo. He stopped at the Falun Dafa booth and recorded the exercise demonstration. It was broadcast on primetime TV that day. Mr. Santiago, an accomplished photographer, owns a natural healing center. He told practitioners, "I heard about Falun Dafa years ago. I also know about the persecution by the Chinese Communist Party. I absolutely agree with truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I have long wanted to invite practitioners to my center to introduce and teach the practice." Practitioners happily accepted his contact information. Booth visitor Sylvia attends the expo every year. She said she knew of the history and persecution of Falun Dafa in China and has tremendous respect for practitioners. Sylvia shared, "Your perseverance and determination is admirable. Although I don't practice Falun Dafa, I can feel the energy and something righteous from your practice." She concluded, "I love your practice because you promote peace."
Greece. An 8-day display of paintings from the Art of Jen Chan Ren International Exhibition took place at the Blender Gallery in Glyphada, a southern suburb of the capital city of Athens. The event concluded on November 21st. The 30 paintings in the collection illustrated the peaceful demeanor of Falun Gong practitioners, as well as their great tenacity in spite of the CCP's decades-long persecution of the practice. The curator of the gallery, Leone, expressed interest in the Falun Gong exercises and took note of how to download the practice's books so that she could read them later. She said she was happy to present the collection. Visitors to the exhibition left appreciative feedback in the gallery's guest book. Ms. Fay wrote, "Amazing, a very eye-opening exhibition. Congratulations to the coordinators that brought to light something so tragic and unfair. I hope with my whole heart that justice will be served." A Ukrainian artist named Anastasia loves Eastern culture and is proficient in tea culture. She attended the opening ceremony of the show and afterwards visited the gallery to make tea for practitioners and visitors for 2 days in a row. She recommended to everyone on her social platforms to visit the exhibition. Stella Gicozzi wrote, "Excellent exhibition, soul touching, real modern heroes of the spirit. They achieve feats every day in every level for the light to prevail against the darkness."
Japan. Attendees of Falun Dafa Truth Clarification Forums in two cities called for an end to the CCP's lucrative forced organ harvesting practices in China. One forum took place in Iwakuni City on November 28th, and another in Fukuoka City the next day. The film State Organs, a documentary about the horrendous practice of murdering prisoners of conscience for their organs, was screened. Canadian international human rights lawyer David Mattis gave a speech and answered questions at the event. Mr. Mattis called on the international community to actively intervene and stop the crimes. He noted that legislation has been passed in the United States, Europe, Taiwan, and other countries, but in Japan, people know little about this issue, and they still travel to China for organ transplants, which makes them culpable in the murder of their innocent organ donors. Elected officials, experts, and scholars at the forums called for an end to the CCP's crimes. Members of the audience signed a petition urging the end of forced organ harvesting. Member of the Iwakuni City Council, Mr. Ishimoto, signed the petition. He said, "If there is a devil in this world, it must be the Chinese Communist Party. From the perspective of human rights, I am willing to fight for Falun Gong practitioners. Let's work hard together." The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Miss Wei Xueying, a 76-year-old woman from Liaoning Province, was arrested in May of 2021. And then released on bail after failing to pass a physical exam. In February of 2023, she was sentenced to 5 years in prison and fined 10,000 yuan. She lost her appeal to the case 2 months later. The authorities repeatedly attempted to take her into custody. Prior to her latest conviction, she was repeatedly arrested and had been sentenced to 7 years in prison. She was released after 5 years, after being tortured to the brink of death. After being released from prison in 2016, the local Social Security Bureau suspended her pension. Though she later won a lawsuit to restore her pension, full payments were never made. Throughout the continued harassment, the toll on her family was great, and in 2009, her then 20-year-old daughter had a mental breakdown due to the constant police harassment and still needs constant care. In August and September of 2024, local authorities made several visits to Miss Wei's home and harassed her husband and physically assaulted her other daughter. Miss Wei passed away on November 27, 2024. To add to the pain of the loss, the day after she passed away, the police again came to their home to continue their abuse and harassment.
Miss Sun Runtao of Jiangjiakou City was arrested in August 2019 after being reported for talking to people about Falun Gong. She was classified as criminally detained the next day and admitted to the local detention center. While serving her sentence, she was sent to a division known as the Education Division. Practitioners sent to this area of the prison were subjected to intensive brainwashing and torture. After they were forced to renounce Falun Gong against their will, they still had to continue studying for a period of time before being assigned to regular divisions, where they were forced to work without pay. Those who refused to renounce Falun Gong would continue to be tortured and subjected to brainwashing. Ms. Sun was emaciated when she was released from prison in July 2023 after serving a 4-year term. She told her family that when in prison, she was forced to consume a paste drug that left her unable to eat much afterwards. She passed away in November 2024. She was 64.
A woman from Jiayang City, Guangdong Province, died on November 20, 2024, just weeks after she was released on parole in critical condition. Miss Yao Jingzhao was only a month shy of her 85th birthday. Miss Yao was returned to her hometown by ambulance on October 25th, after she became critically ill while serving a 3-year term in Guangdong Province Women's Prison for her faith in Falun Gong. Before her return, while in ICU, Miss Yao showed no signs of improvement. On the afternoon of November 4th, she was unable to eat and her breathing was very shallow. Hospital officials did not want her to die in their care and discharged her that day. In her final weeks, Miss Yao faced frequent harassment from the authorities. Even 8 days before her passing, her family was ordered to take a picture of her to submit to the authorities to see if she was well enough to be readmitted to prison.
Mr. Wang Zhongxi's latest arrest on November 11, 2020, came only a little over a year after he finished serving a 10-year term for practicing Falun Gong. His health was damaged during the first prison term, and he could only pass urine while squatting. Before he could recover, he was arrested again and given another lengthy term to be served at the same Shandong Province prison. The guards there continued to torture him by forcing him to sit on a small stool all day long without moving, which further aggravated his already damaged health. He didn't have proper physical exercise and was constantly deprived of sleep while still being forced to watch videos smearing Falun Gong every day. He eventually succumbed to the torture and passed away in a police hospital on July 22nd of this year. He was 71.
Miss Fu Hong of Hebei Province was passing through the train ticket checking gate when a railway security guard stopped her to search her bag. Upon finding Falun Gong books and an e-reader, he arrested her and notified the police. Officers from the local police station arrived and took her home. They opened the door with the keys forcibly taken from her and raided the place, without a search warrant. 3 portraits of the founder of Falun Gong and 5,000 yuan in cash were confiscated. At a second raid that took place later on the same day, the police took 2 laptops, some Falun Gong books, and informational materials. This was not the first time she had been persecuted. After one of many arrests in 2001, Miss Wu's parents gradually became withdrawn due to the fear of the persecution. Her father suffered from a cerebral hemorrhage, and her mother suffered from cerebral infarction. They passed away one after another after being bedridden for 2 years. While still mourning her parents' passing, Miss Fu was arrested again.
Falun Dafa receives warm welcome in France while CCP persecution is condemned. Practitioners introduced Falun Dafa in central and northern French communities during the month of November. They were invited to present the practice to the residents of the beautiful Sunshine Senior Home in the Paris region on November 13th. The activity coordinator, Ms. Claudia, said that she was very happy to welcome Falun Dafa practitioners and had prepared a poster for the program. The event began with a video of Master Li Hongzhi teaching the exercises, followed by practitioners demonstrating the exercises as the seniors copied the movements. Toward the end, the practitioners and the residents discussed Falun Dafa in more depth. When the seniors learned that these exercises were forbidden in China, but are practiced freely around the world and had spread widely, they were stunned. Each participant received a booklet about Falun Dafa. A former high school pastor commented on Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. He said these are very much needed in today's society, especially among young people. He also said that Falun Dafa is not a religion, but something greater than religion, even beyond the spiritual level. Many of the seniors actively participated in the event and asked questions about the practice. At another event in France, an information booth and posters were set up in front of the city of Tours Town Hall on November 15th. Many passers-by stopped to read the posters and talk to practitioners. They were shocked to learn of the Chinese regime's systematic persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners and about the forced organ harvesting from living practitioners incarcerated for refusing to renounce their faith. Booth visitors signed a petition urging the Chinese regime to stop their crimes against humanity. Some people shared the information on social media. And on November 22nd, Falun Dafa practitioners set up an information booth in the city of Orleans. Visitors could sign a petition protesting the illegal organ transplants in China, as well as another petition demanding that the Chinese regime end the persecution. The next week, practitioners in Paris held an information day on November 29th to introduce Falun Dafa to local residents and tourists through exercise demonstrations, posters, and flyers. They also told people how the CCP has persecuted Falun Dafa since 1999. One event visitor named Karim Khalil introduced himself as an actor, singer, and architect. He said, "Now I understand why the CCP targets practitioners, because the regime wants to control people's minds. It's very important to support Falun Dafa, and that's why I signed the petition." Dominique Raymond was on a business trip from Metz in northeast France and said she would help raise awareness of the persecution through videos. Retiree Renee Calfon worked at an agency that helps people seeking political asylum. He signed a petition to support practitioners and took a copy of Mingwei Weekly. Mr. Calfon said, "It's unacceptable for a totalitarian regime to mistreat Falun Dafa practitioners, Uyghurs, Tibetans, and other minority groups. This must change."
Practitioners reflect on cultivation during experience sharing conference in Malaysia. The Malaysian Falun Dafa experience sharing conference was held at the Crystal Crown Hotel in Petaling Jaya on November 24th. Over 500 practitioners from Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Vietnam, Hong Kong, and Australia participated in the event. Practitioners did the exercises together before the conference began on Sunday morning, and the atmosphere was serene and harmonious. During the conference, 19 practitioners talked about their cultivation experiences while following the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and described their efforts to clarify the truth. Lena began practicing Falun Dafa when she was very young. She feels fortunate to have grown up in a family of cultivators where she was immersed in the Fa and listened to Dafa music. Around the time she learned to speak, Lena's mother started teaching her to read Juan Falun one word at a time. The little girl read Falun Dafa's teachings and did the exercises with her family. Even though she was a child, she applied the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in her daily life. However, after she started attending school and interacting with her classmates, she gradually loosened her self-discipline and tried to fit in with the preferences of ordinary people. She began reading comics and played video games, causing her once top-tier academic performance to decline. Later, through Fa study, she realized that she didn't understand how precious the Fa is. During the winter break of her senior year, Lina resolved to truly cultivate and let go of her attachments to ordinary people's hobbies. For more than a week, she stayed away from the internet and fully immersed herself in the Fa. She listened to Xianyuan music and completely devoted herself to cultivation. Within just 1 week, she felt as though her entire being became transparent, and a layer of negative substance that surrounded her was gone. Even her complexion became radiant and fair. Veteran practitioner Luo Wan shared that during her cultivation of over 2 decades, she often encountered conflicts. She managed to endure them superficially, but did not eliminate attachments that caused them. She preferred to quietly endure in order to maintain peace. Although she seemed calm on the surface, in her heart she neither truly accepted others' perspectives nor acknowledged her own faults. Over time, this formed a self-protective mindset and her resentment grew, which fell far short of Falun Dafa's standards of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. As she continued to cultivate, she realized that recognizing her shortcomings was only the first step. Completely letting go is gradual. Luo Wan understands that when bad thoughts arise, there is no need to feel anxious. As long as she can reject them, recognize that they are not her true thoughts, and study the Fa diligently, Master will help her eliminate her attachments. She admitted that she often has a sense of superiority over fellow practitioners, which is a manifestation of jealousy. Although she knows that such thoughts are wrong, these notions still occasionally surface. This year, an event deeply moved her and gave her a greater appreciation for the sacred bond that exists between fellow practitioners. Xu Qing from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, works in her country's Ministry of Health. She heard about Falun Dafa during the pandemic in 2021 and began practicing to improve her health. As her understanding of the teachings deepened, she realized that true cultivation requires accumulating virtue, improving one's moral character, and removing attachments. By improving this way and following Falun Dafa's principles, she found that what she needed naturally came her way.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.